You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning, Locked On Wolves listeners. Thank you for tuning in to another show, which is always part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the FanRag site, Twitter account at Locked On T-Wolves, my Twitter account at C Molesky, M-O-L-E-S-K-Y. You know the usual stuff. You know what to do, guys. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Summer League roster. I'm headed out tonight to Vegas covering the Summer League for all of you wonderful people. And I'm super pumped. I'm super excited to bring you content from Vegas, watching the Summer League games live. Hopefully get to talk to some players, and yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm excited. I'm really excited to be bringing you some very solid content from the source, and I've got some things, I got some expectations for this Summer League roster, and let's just dive into it right away. Let's get into it. I know that the Summer League roster came out a few days ago. Obviously, the Jimmy Butler stuff kind of took priority, at least it did on this show, talking about Butler and talking about the situation that has developed with him and the Timberwolves. But now let's get into the Summer League roster. So if you haven't seen it, you can go on the NBA Timberwolves site. You can also go on plenty of spots. Fox Sports has the Summer League rosters. I believe CBS does as well. I think Bleacher Report has Summer League rosters. There's tons of places you can go to get these rosters, what I'm saying, so you can see everybody who's going to be participating in Summer League for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And looking at the roster list, looking at who's on, looking at the histories of who's on, there's only a few things that I'm really going into Summer League expecting. Most of them are pretty obvious. So there's only a few things in Summer League that I'm really expecting out of these guys. Most of them have to do with Bates Diop and Okogie. And a bunch of these guys I'm not expecting to ever see on the Timberwolves' actual roster. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. A lot of these guys are just going to be career G League guys, or go over to Europe, and that's okay. That's okay. But that means that for this episode, if you say, well, obviously, Colton, a couple times, that's because during Summer League, you got to be, there's some very specific things that you're watching for, and a lot of that stuff, it has to do with the most recent draft. So if you're bored by this, I'm sorry, but this is the stuff that I'm looking for, just particularly from the Timberwolves going into Summer League. So first, Keita Bates-Diop. I'm looking for him to clearly be a leader or play a leadership role on this team. Big Ten Player of the Year, the most important player on that Ohio State team last year, played really big minutes, made really key shots. I expect him to be a leader not only on the court but in timeouts, off the court, talking with teammates. I expect him to sort of step into a leadership role here. He's probably the oldest out of all these guys. Just looking at the roster, here are birth dates and everything. One of the oldest guys on that roster. And he's been in college for a few years. He was in college for 4 years. I expect him to kind of jump onto this roster and take over and be a leader and be one of those guys that by the end of Summer League, they're kind of saying, wow, he was someone who was trying to at least trying to give us direction. I expect that out of him, and I think that'll be telling how he does in his first few months on the Timberwolves roster and when the season kicks off. So I expect that. Same thing I expect. I expect Josh Okogie to be everywhere. I expect him to be kind of like the John Collins of this Summer League, where people are going to want to watch him play. That he's just jumping and bounding and leaping everywhere. He's making flashy plays, flashy dunks. He's all over the place as far as defensively, always around the basketball, always trying to make that highlight play and really showing maximum effort and going 100 miles an hour. I think that he he'll play with a chip on his shoulder, just like he played at Georgia Tech with. I think that he's one of those guys who, no matter what happens, he's always, in his head, he's always going to be the underrated guy who didn't make the ESPN list when he was a recruit. And I think that'll be really good, and I think that'll show in Summer League, because this is a stage for him to really prove himself and really show why he got picked at 20 in this draft, which was, by most accounts, a bit of a jump forward from where people expected him to go in the draft. And so I expect him to really put on a clinic in the Summer League, and I expect him to really exert maximum effort and show out because of that exertion throughout Summer League. Another thing I expect, and this one I have slimmer hopes for than the other two so far, but I really want to see Emile Jefferson grow a little bit. I really want to see him have grown a little bit playing in this Summer League. I know that nobody really plays defense, or very few people play defense in Summer League. I know that these are just exhibition games, but Emile Jefferson on the two-way contract, he was on the roster for the Timberwolves, in and out of the roster. I think that if he can show just a little something, maybe just a little less lost puppy kind of look on defense, and find a little bit of an offensive rhythm shooting, and really find some clear spots where there's two or three spots that you think, wow, he is comfortable, it doesn't matter where he is, but he's going to make shots from those spots. Doesn't matter what arena or what stage he's on, he's going to make shots from those two or three spots. If he can show me just a little bit of that, that would be really encouraging, and that would be really nice to have just another forward showing some depth on this roster. Last year, he was the guy that wasn't really going to impact ever. He was never going to impact any games, and he was never going to play any meaningful minutes. But I think that if he shows something, if he shows a little bit of growth from the end of the season to into Summer League here, I think that over the next few months of summer, maybe he could take a little bit of a jump, a little bit of a leap, maybe not even a jump, maybe just a skip forward. That would be nice. That would be a nice touch from this Summer League. You know, Keita Bates-Diop and Josh Okogie are going to get their shots. It'd be nice if Emile Jefferson showed enough to deserve another shot. Another thing I expect from Summer League, I expect the Timberwolves to find some three-point shooting. I know that's a big one. That's a really big one for the Timberwolves. I expect them to find some three-point shooting. I don't know who exactly it's going to be from. I suspect it's going to be from Bates-Diop, but I think they're going to find some three-point shooting. And that's less... It is optimism. I don't want it to sound like I'm not optimistic about the guys coming in, the new guys coming in onto this Timberwolves roster and the guys that they could potentially find. But it's less optimism and more that three-point shooting is such a prevalent part of basketball now. It seems impossible for the Timberwolves to be that bad at it 2 years in a row. Or at least, even if they're in the bottom of the league, at least have their numbers get better. Like, they could be the bottom of the league and still make a few more three-pointers. Like, every year, I think the prevalence of the three-point shot is going to grow just a little bit and just a little bit and just a little bit, because it's such a big part of the game that so many more teams, that's just what they're looking for, is three or four guys to make three-point shots. And every team is trying to find three or four more guys that can be better three-point shooters every single year, because the bar that they're shooting for right now is the Golden State Warriors. And so that means you've got to keep trying to get better as a three-point shooting team every single year. So as everybody slowly gets better and better at that, I think that the Timberwolves will find a guy this year who can help fix some of that problem, just because I think so many players are striving to get better at that. It seems impossible for the Timberwolves to whiff on it yet again. But you know what? I've been surprised before and I've been wrong before, but we'll see. Hopefully that happens. We're going to take a quick break for some sponsors before we get back into a few things I expect from this Timberwolves Summer League. But first, some sponsors. Talking about expectations for the Timberwolves Summer League, some of the things that I expect to go down. I already talked about Bates-Diop taking a leadership role, Josh Okogie taking a do-everything-at-100-miles-an-hour role. Talked about Emile Jefferson. Hopefully he can grow a little bit. Timberwolves finding a three-point shooter. Another thing I expect from this summer league, I expect, whether it is myself reporting this or one of the other fine reporters on the scene covering the Timberwolves, I expect there to be a piece about how Josh Okogie can fill in for Jimmy Butler. There's a few reasons why I think this will happen. First, obviously, the Jimmy Butler news, him wanting to break up with the Timberwolves and not being happy with the Timberwolves' youth. I think that that will play a big role in this. Now, there will be that angle where guys will be looking, plenty of people, fans and reporters alike, will be looking, all right, well, if we got to live without him, how do we fill that role? And I think just Josh Okogie is a natural guy to that people will look to and say, well, maybe he can be the next defensive guy who's going to help run their offense and help draw defenses and change how other teams play defense or play offense against the Timberwolves. He's just a natural guy for that. That's why they drafted him, is because of his defensive talent. Another reason is there's a little bit of an irony angle there where Jimmy Butler doesn't like the youth, but the most recent addition of youth could be the thing that helps replace him. I don't believe that's true, but I think that's an angle that people will be shooting for. Another thing is just desperation. I think people are so desperate for people covering and watching the sport are so desperate for this Timberwolves team with a lot of talent to be really, truly something different and special that the disappointment of the Jimmy Butler news, people are going to try and brush that off. Oh, look, we have Josh Okogie. We have this shiny new toy. We have Josh Okogie here, and he can fix these problems. Don't worry about it. We can just continue on with Wiggins and Towns. It won't matter. It won't matter that Jimmy Butler is going to move on. I expect there to be a little bit of a theme there where you kind of hope, maybe unfairly, that Josh Okogie can fill some of these roles if Jimmy Butler actually does move on either this season or after next season, which will be if you have reporters and fans going into the season hoping that Josh Okogie is going to fill the role of Jimmy Butler, I got a newsflash for you. He's going to have some games where he's really going to disappoint you if that's your expectation and that's your ceiling. Jimmy Butler is one of the best. He's one of like the, I would say he's one of the 13 or 15 best players in the NBA right now, in an NBA that is stacked full of talent. And so if he's the guy that you're hoping is going to replace him, I got news for you. He's going to be disappointing, and he's going to have some games that really hurt your feelings. And so I just, it's not a good way to look at a rookie, but I think that people will be looking at the rookie like this. And the last thing that I'm expecting out of Summer League is that some of the defensive problems that the Timberwolves had, some of those get put to rest. I'm not saying that's the good thing. I'm not saying that's a good thing just to think. I'm not saying that that's a true statement that that'll actually happen, in that all of a sudden Keita Bates-Diop and Emile Jefferson will be playing so much better than Josh Okogie that they're actually going to fix some of those things. But I think that people are going to take too seriously the play of Summer League, and coming out, they're going to say, wow, Bates-Diop, he's gonna turn around the defense on the perimeter. Or Okogie, he's gonna make a real difference in these games. Or Emile Jefferson was looking a lot better. He's gonna be somebody who can change things up for the Timberwolves. Or Jalen Barford, he's gonna be a guard that could really make a difference. I'm not saying that's the proper way to look at Summer League, and we'll have plenty of podcasts coming out of Summer League talking about takeaways and things like that. That's not the way I'll be looking at it. That's not what I think should be happening or the perspective people should possess. But I think you'll have some of these stories. You'll have some friends talking about the Timberwolves. You'll have a little bit of a narrative where the play, because nobody else is playing defense, and because they actually drafted a few solid defenders, and because they have a lot of guys, if you look at even guys like who are in a position that they don't really need depth at, you look at like a Dennis Clifford, 7'1" center. They've got a ton of guys who are really long, really tall guys, and so I think that just by the nature of it being exhibition games and because of their length and the youth that's going to really try hard on this team, I think they're going to have a fairly solid defense in Summer League. And I think people are going to wrongly calculate that as, oh, young guys playing good defense in Summer League. Timberwolves need defense. Young guys can apply defense from Summer League to the NBA games. It's the improper way to look at it, but when you got a star who doesn't want to be there, and you've got a guy on a max contract who shouldn't be on a max contract, and you've got a guy in Towns who has confusing chunks of the season, and you've got guys on this roster who are maybe too old to be demanding the things that you're demanding out of them, you kind of get these is desperate times. Already, Timberwolves just made the playoffs again for the first time in forever, and already the next summer afterwards is starting to feel a little of desperation around the Timberwolves. And so I think that that'll be one of the storylines that comes out of that desperation. So those are some of the things I'm expecting from Summer League, and I'm expecting to happen during Summer League. And yeah, we'll see how correct I was or how far off I was over the course of the next week and a half or so. Really excited to jump into Summer League, guys. I will have a show tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. I'm podcasting all the way through the weekend. I'm in Summer League, and so I'm going to be podcasting all the way through the weekend. So be looking forward to that. Be looking forward to content on site. And I hope you guys are as excited as I am to attack the next leg of this summer, the Summer League. We're starting up, baby. Let's go. Let's get after it. Thank you so much for tuning in to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast.